Hey, praise the Lord. I'm Pastor Jesse Rich. Honored and delighted. Glad you tuned in today. Let's throw our Bibles over to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Now, the Scripture says here, "Who his own self bare our sins, his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live in righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Now, the Holy Spirit puts this in the past tense. You know, we've read there before in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and 5, and Matthew 8, 17. But here, after Jesus has already been crucified, raised from the dead, notice that he's already paid the sin price and took our sick and diseases. And what we want to do is renew our mind to God's word, that we begin to see ourselves according to the word of God, according to what our new covenant benefits have. We have a better covenant established on better promises in Hebrews 8, 6. So we always need to remind ourselves, now what does God's word say about this? See, Jesus warned us in John 10:10. He said, "The thief cometh not before to steal, and kill and destroy." See, the only reason Satan shows up is to steal, kill, and destroy. So Jesus warned us that the thief cometh. It was the thief Satan that attacked Job in Job chapter 2, verse 7. It was the devil that came against Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. A messenger of Satan sent to buffet him. So these demon spirits are here on this earth, and they come to try to influence you not to believe God's word, or discourage you from believing God's word, or once you hear God's word, talk you out of believing God's word. And many times he uses other Christians, other ministers to do that. Now here in Ephesians, look over to Ephesians chapter 4. Now this is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, writing to the church. And the Scripture says here in verse 26 of chapter 4, "Be angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil." Well, see, many times, by disobeying God, the believer can give place to the devil. It's like getting in Satan's territory. We have divine protection, not in Psalm 91. "The angel of the Lord camps around about us," Psalm 34, verse 7. And then we got the breastplate of righteousness in this same chapter, or same book here. In chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." So God gave us his armor, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, to help protect us. And as we walk in love and obey God and keep ourselves strong, then we're more in a situation where we can resist the devil when he comes. See, there's many door openers to our Christian life that cause afflictions to come. According to the Word of God, there is. So, see, not walking in love. See, the new commandment, remember Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 34 and 35, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I've loved you. By this all men know my disciples, for you have loved one towards another." Well, the commandment that God gave the church is to love one another. Well, as long as Israel kept their covenant with God, there was none of them sick. They walked in divine protection. According to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, and Exodus chapter 23, as long as they obeyed God, no army could come against them. Well, the commandment that God gave us is that we love one another. And see, the love of God loves everybody. See, many times in your Christian life, if you don't keep an eye on it, you just love the people that you like. And you hear people say sometimes, I don't like that person. That means they don't love them. Well, you may not like what they do, but you love everybody. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. See, love is not just a good idea and do it when you can, and a lovely message. God is love, and his love is in our heart, according to Romans 5:5. And faith worketh by love, according to Galatians 5:6. So it's the utmost importance. If we're going to walk in health, we've got to walk in love. We don't want anything to hinder us from receiving from God. And strife can open the door for other things to get in, like judging other people. You know, we're told in Matthew 7 and Romans 2 and Romans chapter 14 not to judge others. And you get real tempted to think it's okay to judge someone else. Well, I'm not judging. I'm just telling you what they did. Well, I don't know. But I do know that you can give place to the devil. I've done that. And that's no fun. He has no access to your life as long as you don't give him any place. See, we had the idea that, you know, people told us when we got born again, once you got saved, Satan couldn't do anything to you. Well, here, these people say they're filled with the Spirit in church at Ephesus. And not only are they told, and us also, not to give place to the devil, but they're also told to keep the armor of God on and that we don't wrestle flesh and blood. It's spirits and demon spirits that come against us that we need to resist. See, in all these epistle letters, we're warned about Satan and not to give him any place, to resist him, to cast down imaginations. We're not getting his devices, and it was Satan that hindered us, and on and on and on. It's Satan's the troublemaker. He's the one that's causing the problems. But see, he's got people convinced that God allowed it, God caused it, and God permitted it and had some purpose in it. But see, we're not taught that in the New Covenant. I mean, God allowed you to sin. It just wasn't his will. People say, well, you know, God teaches you through sickness. Actually, he teaches you through his word. You know, the Bible says in Proverbs 26, verse 2, the way of the transgressor is hard. In Proverbs 13, 15, and Proverbs 26, verse 2, lets us know the curse will overtake you. It doesn't come causeless. See, living in sin is hard. It's going to keep you from receiving God's blessings and cause bad things to happen to you. This is one of the reasons why God never wants us to sin. It's not that God's going to hurt us or we're afraid of him, but living in sin, you'll have a hard time keeping Satan from putting the hurts on you, putting sickness and disease on your problems. And the curse will overtake you. Jesus redeemed us from the curse. He healed us. He took our sins. But there's still sin in this world. There's still the devil, even though Jesus defeated the devil. Now, that covenant we have is activated by us obeying God's word. And as long as we obey God, then we have a right, a legal right, to believe God for divine protection. Now, if you do wrong, then you repent of it and believe God for mercy and grace. Confess your faults one another. Pray for one you may be healed. The effects of a prayer of righteousness availeth much. You start off saying, is any sick among you? Let him call for his church. Let them pray for him, knoweth all, in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith saves sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And to give him any sins, just forgive him. Confess your faults one another. Pray for one another. Just many times, just confessing your fault causes the healing power to start manifesting in your life. Because it's the sin that can stop the blessing that Jesus already bought and paid for and gave to us. So God doesn't want us to sin because he knows what it'll do to us. It can kill your body, wreck relationships that almost you could never repair again. And yet we're warned in God's word over and over again that we're not to. We're told, you know, to walk in love. Well, not walking in love is going to cause problems that God never intended for us to have. And again, it goes back. See, many times God got blamed for the problem that happened. Somebody got killed. Somebody didn't get the healing. And people say, well, it just wasn't God's will. It wasn't God's time. God knows what's best. You never know what God will do. And on and on and on and on. But not walking the Lord, not walking in love and judging others opens the door for Satan to attack you. You know, over here in 1 Peter, like you're going towards the book of Revelation, come to 1 Peter chapter 3. Now, all of us at one time prayed for something and didn't get it. And what we need to do is go in the Word of God and find out why. Should have just started sweeping it under the rug, so to speak, and ignoring like it never did happen. Now here in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, likewise you husbands dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto wife, as in the weaker vessel, being heirs of the greater grace for life, the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. See, prayers can be hindered. What can hinder him? Well, Jesus said in Mark chapter 11, verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father which ever forgive a trespass. But if you're not forgiven, then your Father which ever forgive a trespass. Well, unforgiveness can hinder prayers. Doubt can hinder prayers. Sin, judging others, can hinder prayers. He's going to go on and say here in verse 8 of 1 Peter 3, finally, be of all one mind, having compassion on one another, love his brother, and be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing. Now, right to the church. This is just isn't for married people. It's for everybody in the body of Christ. But contrarywise, knowing that you are thereunto called, you should inherit the blessing. For he that will love life and see good days. Well, I don't know about you, but sick days aren't good days to me. And it's God's will that we live in divine health. Because he told us that we should. So he goes on in 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, as thy soul prosper. So this verse 10 says that he will love life and see good days. Let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips they speak no guile. Well, that means we turn from evil. We don't allow our mouth to talk about other people. We don't judge other people. The scripture says in verse 12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are on the prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Now back over in 1 Corinthians, you know, we use these scriptures here for communion. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the scripture says here, beginning verse 23, "For I received the Lord, that which was delivered you. The Lord Jesus, the same night as betrayed, took bread. And when he given thanks, he broke and said, Take, eat, this is my body, is broken for you, this still remembers me. After saying also, he took the cup, when he supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament blood. This do ye as often drink, remembers me. For so often eat this bread and drink this cup, you shall the Lord's death to come. Wherefore, whoso eat this bread and drink this cup, the Lord unworthily shall be guilty and of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let him man examine himself, and so eat your bread and drink the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many, for what cause? Not discerning the Lord's body and judging others. He's going to get to that. For this cause, many in the church, these people are saved, baptized with the Spirit. They spoke in tongues even. Had the gift of Spirit manifestation. First chapter said they came by behind a no good gift. Now they're getting corrected. It's apparently people are wondering, you know, hey, look at all the people sick. Look at all the people weak. Look at all the people died prematurely. Died before their time. Didn't live a long life. That's what that means. When the scripture says here, many sleep. Goes on and says, For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. So it's just far better to judge yourself when you know you've gotten strife with someone else. In Jesus' name. Because it'll keep your prayers being answered. It definitely keeps your faith from working. You'll know that if you've ever gotten strife. See, all of God's promises are conditional. Even a new birth. It's been bought. It's been paid for. It's been freely given. But you have to receive it. If you're born again, the Holy Spirit's already been sent as a gift to the church. By God through the Lord Jesus Christ. But it takes faith to receive it. It takes obedience to speak in tongues after you've received. And walking in love is the key to divine health. So watch your mind when it starts thinking of evil thoughts about someone else, especially people that didn't do what you wanted them to do, didn't treat you the way you wanted them to treat you, or did something to you and you didn't like what they did to you. And see the enemy, and you don't realize it's him at the time, but the enemy, Satan, he'll keep bringing that thought back to you and that ill feeling. And that thing goes undetected and undealt with, it turned into hate. And as many of you are Christians, I know, you know, I've been called to go pray for people. And when you got there, you knew. Now, all of us done wrong. We've all gotten a strife one time or another. We've all gotten out of love. But we need to make the correction. It's like sin. You know, okay, the person sinned. But now they're going to start making a correction here. You'll notice, you know, you keep 1 John 1 and 9 in it, with all respects to it, and keep asking God to forgive you and ask God to forgive you, eventually you're going to make a judgment call here and stop it. I mean, thank God for God's grace and mercy. He's long-suffering. But here it said here, in this 1 Corinthians chapter 11, For this cause many are weak and sickly, many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. We're judged, we're chasing the Lord, we should not be condemned in the world. Well, you know, God allowed the devil to come like he did in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. The man that was living with his father's wife. You know, turn this man over to Satan's destruction of the flesh. In 2 Corinthians, the church was told to receive him back in. Well, this isn't a guy that's making a judgment call. This isn't a man that's making a change. Now, everybody's sin and wish they hadn't. One kind of sin or another kind. But at least the person's trying to get out of it. Believing God they're delivered from something that the devil keeps banging them up over. But to let it go unnoticed and undealt with, and just act like it's no big deal, will keep your blessings manifest in your life. Definitely keeps faith working. You won't have the confidence in your spirit to stand against Satan. And you're going to want the utmost confidence when he comes, because he comes. He comes to everybody. I mean, you haven't seen a trial yet for what he's got planned. So every day of your life, you want to stay built up in God's Word. No matter what other people think and other ministers say, keep yourself strong. Where your faith's strong, and you've been praying in the Spirit. We're almost out of time today. We got a CD entitled Feed Your Spirit Man Daily. And for an offering of $10 or more, we'll send it to you. It'd be a great blessing. You can get it free on our website just by just downloading and listening to yourself. But if you'd like to have a copy sent to you where you can have it in your car and house and just keep playing it like I like to, I like this one. Somebody had brought the church, you know, and played it and thought, you know, it ministered to me. So it'd be a great blessing for you, and you can get a hold of it. You would definitely want this. This makes some great Christmas gifts to give to other believers. Feed Your Spirit Man Daily. Get your copy by writing Jesse Rich Ministries, Post Office Box 237170, New York, 1-0023. Or just call us. If you have a prayer request, the area code 212-501-7999. Enjoyed being with you today. I'm going to encourage you to get in our services this week. Until next time, this is Pastor Jess Rich, reminding that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.